Hello again. We're here. We're talking about entrepreneurship, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I want to thank our host for this whole series of spring cleaning, John Dustin from JED Insurance. Welcome, John.
Jeff, great to be here, and I look forward to talking to Mark about getting rid of issues within a business.
Great. And everybody, this whole spring cleaning edition, you got to connect with John Dustin, JED. You know, if you're not on LinkedIn, if you're not on his Facebook, well, if you like dogs, you gotta connect with him on Facebook. He's got the best doggy pictures. So our next guest, Mark Perrant of MAP Advisors. Welcome, Mark.
Thanks for having me. Welcome to a nice spring day, I suppose.
Right, and it's the time of year to be planning, correct?
Yeah, it's springtime's kind of an interesting thing. Actually, before the invention of vacuums, when it got to be the March timeframe, people would open up their windows and they would do the dusting. It's right before the bugs come out, warm weather, warm enough weather that they could actually do spring cleaning. And so it's an interesting concept. And I look at the way I run my business, the way I run my house, there's a lot of checklists. There's a lot of things that need to be done at certain times. And that really needs to carry over into to businesses. I'm a big believer in, you know, taking things out of your memory, trying to remember to do things and putting them in some sort of document that tells you, okay, here's what I need to do today, this week, this month, this year. To be that coordinated from a system standpoint helps in all facets of your life, and spring cleanings is one of those things.
Is it fair to say a lot of people kind of get stuck in what they're doing, and how do you get them to own up to getting the bugs out and the bottlenecks and looking at it, you know, retrospectively and saying, I need this to move forward?
Yeah, I think a lot of times people, they get stuck in their situation. They're real deep into what's going on, and they're at such a lower level, they're not really seeing the effects of whatever the issues are. And this is why I look at the business not only daily, but monthly and annually and long term. You gotta take a step back. Sometimes you can't see what messes you have because you're in it every day. And you think about, you know, you go on a plane ride, or if you go to a trade show, your mind forgets about that day-to-day stuff and you come up with great ideas. That's the way our minds work. You need to stop thinking about the day-to-day stuff and think about something else to really start figuring things out. So, a lot of times when I'm working with my clients, I kind of bring them out of what's going on every day for a little while so we can talk about longer-term things. And that kind of brings them up to a certain level. And then once you've gotten them to that certain level and that longer path, you can then start to dive down. Okay, so what do we got to do this year, this month, today?
I think the concept of spring cleaning and starting anew is great. And it's a good time. A lot of times, you know, a lot of people think about, you know, the holiday season, the December holiday season. But I do think this is a good time to be doing that as well.
Yeah.
And it is a good time of year to bring your staff outside to be thinking as a team as well.
Right.
Do you ever get involved with that also? I think you just bring them out of the office. You get them talking. It's amazing what can happen.
Yeah. I've a lot of times taking people out of their situation is important. You know, getting them to really think a little bit more creatively, to get a little bit more away from what they did the last couple of minutes. I think that's an interesting thought. You know, you think about taking your team on a retreat, take them into Boston, or just having a meeting outside. Just do things a little bit differently. And of course, springtime, it's nice, you can get out there. But the purpose is get away from the office, get out of your element.
And a lot of times now I'll see companies I'll be driving around town, I'll see people sitting at picnic benches, whole teams of people in parks, and it's kind of interesting.
The problem is people will try to take their laptops out there, they'll try to take all these other things out there.
So they're just bringing the office with them.
They're bringing the office with them. Leave it all behind. Don't bring any electronics with you. Go into a room, check your electronics at the door, and start having conversations with people. And that's so powerful. We don't do enough of that.
Right. So are there some rules in terms of operations and finance you'd like to say to entrepreneurs that they need to be looking at in the spring in terms of what to clean out?
So a lot of times...
That's after they pay their taxes.
After they pay their... Oh, yeah. Well...
That's why the theme came up. We talked about taxes are over now. Plan. Plan early.
Yeah. Actually, one of the topics is you think about the cash flow from that. Okay. April comes along and you got to pay the tax guy. That's the way it works. People don't save up for that from a business perspective. And sometimes things happen and you don't do that. And you're in December and you're thinking, oh, geez, I haven't put any money aside for my tax bill that's coming due in April. I got to start saving now. And so they do that and they think, okay, I just paid my taxes. It's a new day. I should start saving right now. But then they don't do it and time goes by. So now's the perfect time to start thinking about that from a cash flow standpoint. To get there, though, you have to plan what does your cash flow look like for the next 12 months. And you have to get ahead of this. So I tell owners, get ahead of things. Start planning, look out 3 or 4 years, then come back to this next year, then come back to this next month. And if you do that appropriately, measure yourself against that. And at the end of next month, say, here's what I signed up for. How did I actually do? And so that planning thing is an important piece. And now's the perfect time from a cash standpoint to figure out, okay, if I owe $100,000 this year, am I going to owe $100,000 next year? How much should I put aside on a weekly basis? Yeah.
And what do you see? Do owners resist the change and the bottlenecks and the bugs just to stay doing what they're doing? Or how do you get them over that hurdle? That's a psychological...
Yeah, that takes time. It takes time to have deeper conversations with them about why they're stuck. And a lot of times what I see is businesses get to a certain size and everyone's used to doing what they've always done the day before. And it starts usually with the owner. And one of the things I do with my clients is at the beginning, keep track of your time for the next 2 weeks in 10 different buckets. And we're going to come and have a conversation about that. And then I look at where they spent their time. And a lot of it is on things they shouldn't be doing, right? They should be thinking about growing their business. They should be thinking about partnerships, opportunities like that. They're spending their time on things they've done before, but now those things have grown big enough that they can't really handle it anymore. It could be back office stuff. It could be whatever. And so we go through that and say, okay, well, let's calculate a return on investment of your time. And then let's start assigning things. Okay, well, you just did transactional work and your hourly rate on a return on investment is $750. So you could have paid somebody $25 an hour to do this. You're paying yourself to do this. You're too expensive to be doing this work. So it's a good way for people to think about how do I spend my time? And that starts with the owner and you gotta go down from there. But everyone should be keeping track of their time. Everyone should think about how they can be more productive. Hmm.
I love your name as you're talking about planning and and all this stuff. And were you around? Did you pick the name?
Map. Well, my initials, right?
Oh, see, and so, I was thinking map like a map or
so,
a chart.
So everything kind of fits in. This is why I used it, though. I wouldn't have used it if it didn't make sense. Map is part of planning.
So right? You were part of your parents' plan?
I was the fourth kid, so I don't think so. And both my parents have passed, so I can...
We could say parental planning.
Parental planning.
Parental planning.
And actually, parent is a good last name as well, because part of my skill is to give advice to people, to guide them along. It's not there to be...
And help them to be independent.
Yeah. I don't want to be overburdening, but I want them to be able to grow beyond me at some point, right? I want them to be able to take what we've talked about and put it into action. So MAP and parent and all that stuff, it all just...
It all works together.
Out. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
And what did you do before this?
I was in the accounting and finance world and kind of grew up in that world, but always wanted to have my own business. It's always right. been in my blood. And so my last company, I was a chief operating officer and the VP of finance, and I decided it's time to move on. It's time to go out in that scary world of creating my own business. If I don't do it now, I'll never do it. And it was actually would have been one of my regrets in my life if I never went down this path. So I decided, okay, I got three kids in college. I'm going to sit my wife down and convince her this is a good thing for me to start my own business. And she was okay with it. Do what you got to do. Very supportive of it. And it's been fantastic. It's the thing that I appreciate the most about it. The audience that I work with are companies under $10 million. They're usually by themselves. There's owners by themselves trying to solve problems in their own minds.
And they can't always talk about everything that's going on for them with their staff. And having you as an independent financial advisor, operations, it's good to have that.
Yeah, so from a, and I do a lot of implementing of systems for them. I do a lot of financial and operation systems. But the human operating system is a place that people aren't paying attention to. You have a lot of companies that have employees, and what do your employees do every day, right? What if they recorded their time? What if they gave flash reports every week of what they did this week, what they're going to do next week in 10 minutes a week, and thought of how they can improve their productivity? Productivity per employee continues to go down and down in this country, and part of it is we have too many distractions. We have our laptops, we have our cell phones, we have just
and
way too many interruptions.
It's too easy to get other jobs.
Yeah, yeah, and the gig economy, right? People are just, you can work part-time here, you can work part-time there. There's so many opportunities out there. People are distracted. We have a distracted workforce.
All very interesting, Mark. If somebody wants to find you at Map Advisors, how would they do that? And also, you should tell them how to get your newsletter.
So, okay, yeah. So actually, if you go to my website at mapadvisor.biz, you can sign up for my newsletter there. You can give me a call at 339-221-2474, or you can send me an email at mark.parent@mapadvisors.biz.
Great. Thanks for being on the show again. You're now a reoccurring guest. We hope to see you again this year.
Absolutely. This is fantastic.
Great.
Thank you.
And I want to thank our host, John Dustin, JED Insurance, another man who named his firm after himself.
That was not necessarily by choice. That was the initial name had been taken in a federal registry. So,
and you bought it.
Well, that name I had to take quickly.
Okay, I'll give you that one. Still, John Dustin is in there.
Yeah.
He's in there someplace.
He's in there. He's always hiding and lurking somewhere.
That's right.
In the weeds. My name is Jeffrey Davis. Again, thank you, John Dustin. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.